Cardia, Secretary Itchy, Commissioner Moser, ladies and gentlemen. Many of you who are here today, old people like myself, can remember when we were boys and girls, and the greater part of what are now the boroughs of Bronx and Queens were cultivated farmland. A little further back, but not much more than 100 years ago, my own great-grandfather owned a farm in Harlem, right across there, close to the Manhattan approach to this bridge. But I'm quite sure, Bob Moses, that he never dreamed of the bridge. In the older days, there was no need for a structure like this, connecting Long Island and Manhattan and the mainland. And even if a vast population in those days had needed it, human ingenuity and engineering skill could not have built it. Some of us who are charged with the responsibilities of government pause from time to time to ask ourselves whether human needs and human invention are going to change as rapidly in the generations to come as they have changed in the generation that has passed. It is not alone that as time goes by, we're confronted with new needs, needs created by hitherto undreamed of conditions. It's also because growth in human knowledge labels things as needs. Today, things which in the olden days we did not think of as needs. For example, it isn't so very long ago that no one used to protest against the dumping of sewage and garbage into our rivers and harbors. No one used to protest that our schoolhouses were badly ventilated or badly lighted. No one used to protest because there were no playgrounds for children in crowded tenement areas. No one used to protest against fire traps and factory smoke. In those days, government was not interested in helping to provide bathing beaches and swimming pools and recreational areas, nor had those who toiled in those days conceived the thought that they were entitled to at least one day's rest in seven, or entitled to an annual vacation. There are few among us, luckily only a few, who still consciously or unconsciously live in a state of constant protest against the daily processes of meeting modern needs. Most of us, I'm glad to say, are willing to recognize change and to give it reasonable and constant help. Government itself, whether it be that of a city or that of a sovereign state or that of a union of states, must, if it is going to survive, recognize change and give to new needs reasonable and constant help. Government itself cannot close its eyes to the pollution of waters, to the erosion of soil, to the slashing of forests, any more than it can close its eyes to the need for slum clearance and schools and bridges. Government itself is of necessity more complex because all life is more complex. The machinery of government and the cost of government under, for example, Mayor Seth Lowe in 1901, would not serve the essential needs of the people of the city of New York in the days of Mayor LaGuardia in 1936. Yes, people require and people are demanding up-to-date government in place of antiquated government, just as they're requiring and demanding Triborough bridges in the place of the ancient ferries. This bridge, was neither in its conception nor in its building a matter of purely local concern. Nation, state, and city, each in its own way, has contributed to the gigantic undertaking, and it will serve the people not only in all the boroughs of this largest of cities, it will serve also the people of Long Island, of upstate New York, and our neighbors of Connecticut and New Jersey. And it will serve the hundreds of thousands of those living in all the other states and in foreign countries who visit New York on matters of business and pleasure. And so you see that the United States has an interest and a stake in this bridge. At a time of great human suffering, the construction of the bridge was undertaken among the very first of the tens of thousands of projects launched by the states and counties and municipalities and financed in part with federal funds. You, Governor Lehman, and you, Mayor LaGuardia, are personally familiar with this great array of public improvements. You know of the other tunnels and bridges, of the sewage disposal program, of the schoolhouse and hospital construction, of the additions and repairs to public buildings and public enterprises of every kind. And because of your deep personal interest in all of this work, you have visualized its progress in every part of the nation. I am grateful to both of you for the cooperation that you have given to me as President of the United States.